What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Sports News and Brews. It is your host, John Harris, a.k.a. the Honcho Man. We got a great surprise episode coming up today from a fan on Twitter, my boy Mike, asking why are Americans not adopting European soccer very well. I asked, you know, what do you guys want to hear on the next episode? He delivered with that question, and I love it. Before we get started, man, I want to let y'all know I'm sipping on a Bud Light Platinum, man. Where is Sports News and Brews without sipping on a brew, man? You know what I mean? I had a long day. And then also, we're listening to that ASAP Rocky Testing album. As I stated in my last tweet last night, I said, man, I'm going to start listening to some of the hottest music out right now, man. I love hip-hop. So I'm going to have that playing in the background today on this episode, man. And look forward to me playing some dope new music on my episodes moving forward, man. Because I love sports and I love music and I love brews. So we're going to have all that while we're doing this, man. And I want you guys to enjoy the episode, man. Call in. Let me know what you guys think. We're going to dive right into this topic, man. We're going to dive right in. Why aren't Americans adopting European, what they call football? We call it soccer. Why aren't we adopting it very well? Here's some of the things I think are happening. Number one, if you look at the basis of American culture, we are perceived as the best country in the world. And I think growing up here, man, we think we're the center of the world, the center of the universe. You know, that's the general, the general culture in America. And we have some really big leagues of our own here. So let's just start with, of course, we have the NFL. The NFL is actually growing a lot. It's the number one sport here, and it's growing globally. So we see, we're starting to see some games in Europe. They even had a game in Mexico. So, you know, football is really big here. Of course, we have the NBA. And we know basketball is a global sport, but the biggest league is here in America. And then we have the MLB, of course, which is, you know, a huge. Baseball is huge everywhere. And obviously the biggest, you know, league is here in America. So we have some three big leagues that are already shoved down our throat here in America, and they're really big sports at that. So we have the best of the best here. So I think that kind of swings our attention a little bit. And the reason why I say that is because I am a huge soccer fan. First of all, I have played soccer from about 10 years old. I'm now 27. I've been playing soccer for a long time. I've been watching soccer for a long time. But even sometimes I get swayed away from paying attention to soccer because you got some crazy things happening here in football. My Eagles just won a Super Bowl. You know, you're watching a team like the Warriors go for a three-peat. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, MVPs, LeBron James. You know, it's just a lot going on here. So sometimes, because we don't get soccer shoved down our throats, we forget that it's there. But it's the greatest sport, man. It's up there, you know, as far as the greatest sport in the world. It's everywhere. Really, it is the greatest sport. But, you know, if you like other things too, that's okay. But soccer is just amazing, man. We have two of the biggest stars ever to play going right now, so I think more people are starting to pay attention to it. So I got to give a lot of credit to Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo for bringing attention to us, because there have been some pioneers along the way, but right now we have two of the best to ever do it playing at the same time. So you got guys who paved the way for us, like, you know, for Americans, guys like David Beckham. Everybody in here, you know a lot of people know who David Beckham is, so he's helped bring some attention over. We've had stars come over like Thierry Henry, Didier Drogba, you know, even Beckham did eventually come and play in LA. We got a lot of older stars that are done in Europe coming over to play. Yo, remember Freddie Adu? Sorry, but yo, Freddie Adu, he even helped bring attention, man. But I think we're not adopting the Wells because we have so many other things going on that are things that are more prominent in America. But also, man, the biggest leagues for soccer, football, are in Europe, you know, their football. It's in Europe, you know, Spain, England, you know, Italy. So, you know, if you're not living there, I think sometimes it's hard to grasp that attention and go out, you know, you got to go out of your way to catch some of the, you know, those leagues. So I think that's what happens, man. So I don't think it's necessarily Americans' fault. I think that we can definitely try a little bit harder, because I think we should, because soccer is an amazing sport, man. It's so much fun to watch. It's nonstop action, and I think that we would have a great time. But I think it's going, you know, watching it. But I think it's going to take some time to adopt that. You know, it's going to take some time for everybody to catch on and really get to see it. But, you know, I think as far as the youth leagues around here, it's really growing. Soccer's becoming more popular. The leagues are getting better, man. We got American players coming up and playing in Europe now. So, you know, eventually, one day, hopefully the MLS can grow into a league where the players in their prime are going to want to come play here and actually, you know, be the best at what they do in America before they leave their prime and become sort of washed. You know, and then they you know, that's what's happening now. The players, they're in their prime, they get a little bit older, they become washed, and they come here for money, and we get to see them at the tail end of their career. A guy like Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who's been dominating soccer for years and years, and he's still a great player, but we're not watching him in his prime. You know, he came to America after, you know, his prime. He already left his prime. He had his last few years of his prime in Manchester, England, Manchester United, and he came over to America. So I think, you know, it's going to take a while, but time will tell what happens, man. It just depends on how our leagues grow, how our youth players grow, and that's what's going to be a difference. Because if you have some of the top athletes in the world, and none of them are choosing to play soccer. Like, a lot of them are not choosing to play soccer. You know, imagine if LeBron James played soccer, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm not even getting into the football players. I'm just talking about basketball players. Could you imagine if they played soccer? It'd be insane. America would be the best country in the world at soccer. We have some of the best athletes, if not the best athletes in the world, and they are not playing soccer. They're playing football. They're playing basketball. They're even playing baseball. You know, some of them are even playing hockey, but they're not. A lot of them aren't playing soccer, man. So what happens is, man, we don't put a lot of our attention into soccer. We don't get to develop the sport here in America. And I think that's why we haven't really adopted it well. The other sports are being developed a lot better. Obviously, basketball has AAU. You got midget football all the way up into high school, college, NCAA football. It's probably bigger than professional football, if you want to be honest. So, you know, the youth level and up, we're not really putting a lot of attention, money, and focus into soccer, and it kind of dies down after about, you know, high school, you know. But, yeah, man, that's my reasons why, man. And, of course, as you guys can hear, I got that ASAP Rocky playing in the background. Listen to it for a second. What song we got playing here? Oh, this is Calls Dropped, I think it's called. Drop Calls. I can't see the playlist right now, but I like this one. I like the Fuck Sleep song. I like the Praise the Lord song. There's some really good ones. Buckshots. There's some good ones on this album. But yeah, guys, let me know what you guys think, man. Give me a call and let me know, you know, what your perspective is as far as why soccer hasn't, you know, been adopted in America very well, why we aren't on it more. You know, we're doing pretty good during the World Cup. A lot of Americans are into it, but it sucks that America didn't even make the World Cup, man. That really hurts. I didn't even mention that. Americans, we didn't even make the World Cup, man. So that really hurts the momentum that we had even building up, man. So, you know, let me know what you guys are saying. This was a surprise episode, man. This is a question that Mike asked on Twitter. And guys, give me a follow on Twitter as well. My Twitter link is that_dude_John. So that_dude_John. The dude has two U's. DUUDE. So give me a follow. If not, guys, hit me up on here, man. Sports News and Brews, your boy, your host, the head honcho, John Harris, man. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. I'm out of here, baby.